Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Pat Price Tech Talk Training Room. It is October 9, Monday, 2023. We're here to talk about another technology item on Tech Talk, and it's all about Kindle. I've seen so many things on lists lately that ask questions about Kindle. Does it work with JAWS? Does it work with screen readers? And I guess a lot of people don't know really what Kindle will do. We've had some great presentations in the past about Kindle with Braille displays from Ron Miller, and he did this for ACB as well. But tonight we're going to talk about Kindle and the various ways you can use it on a multitude of devices. And so we have with us John Gassman and Myrna Voda from our Tech Talk team. And I understand, Myrna, you are going to begin, so why don't we let you do that? And thanks for both for doing this on Tech Talk.
Okay. So as Larry said, there's so many devices on which you can get Kindle. You can get it with voice, you can get it with Braille, you can do Braille and voice if you want. If you're large print, you can do it as well, because if you say, I want to see the screen, if you have one of the Amazon tablets, you can make the font bigger. If you had an iPad or an iPhone, you could make the font bigger. So there are many ways. So I thought we'd start with the least expensive way that I think, and the easiest way that I think you can do Kindle. And we were playing around Friday with whether we're going to be able to hear anything that had voice that I was doing, and we had trouble. So I said to myself today, let me make a little recording. So I made a little recording, which I guess John's going to play for you. And what it is I think the easiest device and the least expensive device is an Echo, whether you're using Echo Dot, Echo Show, Echo Echo, Echo on something else. So I'm going to ask John to play this little recording that I sent him.
So I'm going to give you a demonstration of reading a Kindle book with the most inexpensive and smallest Echo device, and that is the Echo Dot. So you really don't have to spend a lot of money to do this. So let's see what she will do. Echo, read my Kindle book from the beginning, down the aisle.
Resuming your most recent book, Down the Aisle, book 4 of the Guiding Emily series, read with Kindle Assistive Reader. She was. And she was waiting for me this morning as usual, but when we got to the sidewalk, Stephanie said she wasn't feeling well again. We had to turn around and come back. She kept saying sorry. Emily called to Garth, the black lab with the coat as shiny as a seal, and put him into his working harness. That stomach bug's really taken hold of her. It's miserable to feel nauseated. She lifted her
Echo,
white cane from...
Stop.
And so you see, just did a little bit of it. Now,
not only can you read a Kindle book, but I can tell her to go back to the beginning of the book, or I think that I can tell her to read a particular chapter. So that's a little bit of a demonstration of reading a Kindle book with the Echo Dot.
Now, why I chose that book, some of you probably saw the Hallmark thing called Guiding Emily. And it's about a girl who loses her sight and she gets a guide dog and she becomes independent and blah, blah, blah. And there are 4 books in the series. 3 of them, the first one was the one that was on Hallmark. So that one and the other 2 books are on Audible and they're on Bookshare. The 4th book is not on Audible. It's not on Bookshare. So if you want to finish the series, where are you going to go? So a friend of mine said, I'm reading it on Kindle. So that is part of the 4th book that you heard. So that is reading Kindle with the Echo. And not only can you do the device itself, but interestingly enough, Echo is so all over the place that if you, even with the blind show, Alexa is on the blind shell. So if someone has the blind shell and they want to read a Kindle book, they can. You know, you don't need the application to be there. All you need to do is to sign in to Alexa is one of the, because it's the an Amazon, you know, part of the Amazon Echo. And so you just need to sign in to your Amazon account, and then Amazon will know, the Echo will know all the books that you have in your library. And so you can do it that way. Or if you have the Alexa app on your, you know, iPhone or Android phone, if you had a Amazon Fire tablet, besides using the tablet, it also has Alexa on it. So it can be used that way. So really, and the other one, which might surprise you, is that now with the update to the Sense Player, you can put Alexa on the Sense Player. So even though we can't run right now, although I know they're working on it, Hims is working on it with Amazon, a way that we might be able to play, you know, Kindle books on the Sense Player with the Sense Player voices. But you can't do that right now. But because you can load Alexa on the Kindle, on the Sense Player, you can say to that Alexa, you know, play my Kindle book, and you can hear it that way. So now I'm going to relinquish this to John Gassman, because he has some other things that he's going to tell you about.
And I recorded, yesterday and part of today, and it runs just about 19 minutes. So we can talk more after that is completed, and then maybe take some questions. So, John, go ahead. All right, I will. All right, let's take a look at Kindle on the PC. Now, the first thing you need to do before you do anything, before you download a book or even go searching for a book, is you will need an Amazon account. I mean, you can search for the book without the account, but you can't download it unless you have an account with regard to Kindle books. So if you've got an Amazon account, you're in good shape. You can certainly use that when it comes time to download the book. If you don't have an Amazon account, that's one of the first things they're going to ask you to do, is to sign up with an account. Once you've done that, then you can look through the Kindle books and download one to whatever device you want. If you are a seasoned veteran of Kindle downloads, you will have device choices. Now, I haven't checked mine in a while. I probably have two or three iPhones connected to it, and maybe a couple of desktops. It's been a few years. And you can go in there and you can delete the ones that are no longer being used, which is what I would do, so that you have just your desktop or laptop and maybe your iPhone as your current device. And it gets a lot of garbage out of the way that you don't really need anymore, because those devices aren't being used. So I would encourage you to, if you haven't done this in a while, to go into your account and just get rid of the devices that are no longer current. Just so you'll know, I'm using JAWS 2024 Beta number 3. And we're going to use Brave, so I'm going to go ahead and press Enter on Brave right now.
Search bar edit.
And we're going to type in Amazon.
Amazon.com. Amazon.com.
And press John's Enter.
Amazon.com. Link live streams. Link to Amazon.
So it keeps me signed in all the time, which is nice. I don't have to sign in every single time. So right now, I am going to look for Kindle, because that's what I want to buy. I want to buy a book. And generally, I find that in reading, I tend to use Bard and Bookshare most of all, because I'm entitled to those free books. But when there are books not available by a specific author, then I look at Kindle, because Amazon has a huge supply, and I know that I can probably find it there. I'm in the search field, and a little while ago, I downloaded a book that I knew wasn't going to be available in the Bookshare or Bard platforms. But I wanted to read the book, and having just retired from Disney, there are a lot of books that I'd like to take a look at. And this one would definitely be on Amazon, but not on the other two platform. So it's called Walt's People. There are several volumes in which they talk to various people who worked or had a major impact on Disney. I've got volume one, but I don't have volume two. So I'm going to type in Walt's People. And I could type into volume two, but let's just see what they have here.
Amazon.com.
And after a long, long search, I found that they don't have number two. And I don't know if it's sold out or what the situation is with it, but it's not available. So we'll take a look and potentially buy number three. And I'll keep my ears open and see if two becomes available at some point down the line. But I did come across another book, which is available on Kindle, and it's also available on Bard in the event that you can have access to Bard. It is by far one of the many books that I would recommend, and maybe this above all others. And it's
Heading Level 2 Link Walt Disney, an American original, commemorative edition Disney Editions Deluxe by Bob Thomas, March 7th, 2023. 4.8 out of 5 stars, button link 74. Link hardcover. Link $19.89. List. Amazon Prime Graphic 1 day. Free delivery tomorrow, October 9th. More buying choices. $14.09. Link Audible Audiobook. Link Limited Time Deal. Link $5.95. $20.99. With discounted Audible membership. Available instantly. Blank. Link Graphic Disney A to Z. The official.
All right, so it's not available on Kindle, but I would grab it from Bard or Audible. One of the two, if you can. That is the definitive book as far as I and many other Disney employees and fans have found over the years.
Heading Level 2 Link Walt's People, Volume 3, Talking Disney with the Artists Who Knew Him. By Link Diegues, Bob McLean, et al., June 29, 2015. 5.0 out of 5 stars, button link 4. Link Kindle.
So it says Link Kindle, and that's the one that I want, so I'm going to press Enter.
Kindle Link. Skip to main content. Link $7.99.
That's not bad based upon what the book went for.
Buy now with one click button.
Okay.
Sold by Amazon. Save $11.09. Kindle price $7.99. Print list price. Main region. List end.
So we're it just said $7.99, but it gives you a
main region.
The prices.
Print list price $19.95. Kindle price $7.99.
That's pretty typical, too.
Save $11.96, 60%. Sold by Amazon.com Services, LLC. Buy now with one click button.
Okay, and I'm signed in, so this should allow me to buy it.
Buy now with one click button. Thank you, thank you, thanks. John Gassman, Walt's People, Volume 3, Talking Disney with the Artists Who Knew Him will be auto-delivered wirelessly to Kindle Cloud Reader. You can go to your device to start reading. Continue shopping the Kindle store view aside. Thank you.
So I should be able to read it on both my iPhone and on my PC with JAWS, or any other screen reader for that matter.
Thank you.
So that, I went ahead and they've got my address and my credit card online, so they just charged it the $7. So I'm going to go in now.
Desktop.
To Kindle.
Kindle Reader, Library Sidebar, List Box, All Zero Books, 1 of 3. Walt's People, Volume 3, Talking Disney with the Artists Who Knew Him.
So.
Blank, Gez, Didier McLean, Bob Blank, Walt's People, Not Downloaded, Graphic
That says
graphic.
Not downloaded, so I'm going to.
Not available in Kindle for button. Walt's People, Volume, Not Downloaded, Graphic. Not downloaded Walt's People, Volume 3, Talking Disney with the Artists Who Knew Him, Gez, Didier McLean, Bob.
I pressed enter on not downloaded.
Not downloaded Walt's, downloaded Hungry Souls, new downloaded Walt's People.
Now it is.
Three,
it
talking
just took
Disney
seconds.
With the Artists Who Knew Him, Gez, Didier McLean, Bob Corcus, Jim.
So Jim Corcus was a part of this. Okay. That's interesting. Good. He's a long, well-remembered author who just passed away here recently. So now,
new downloaded Walt's People, Volume 3.
It's downloaded, and if I wanted to press enter,
menus, Kindle,
we can do that.
Kindle.
Oh, shut up. Don't, you know, you said it once. You don't need to say it 20 times.
Welcome to Walt's People. If you're new to Walt's People, welcome. You'll meet well-known Disney legends and many not so well known.
I'm just down-arrowing, but I could do a say-all, and it would start reading the entire book. So that's how it works. I mean, you can search for anything in the world. And it's there. Now, apparently, they made some changes in 2023, Kindle did, to stop people from pirating their books. So you can no longer go into your sound editor or whatever software you have and make any changes to put it on your Victor Stream or other devices. So the way that you would read this is proprietary to Amazon. So Kindle books can only be read on a Kindle reader or on an application or screen reader set up to utilize Kindle, like JAWS or NVDA, or I think Narrator also does it. It should. And I don't know about other screen readers, but these are the only three that I've got on my machine right now. And I'm more than familiar with JAWS. The other two, not nearly as familiar with. But they should all have no problem reading Kindle books. So let's now go into Kindle on my iPhone and see if it's there.
Walt's People, Volume 1, Talking Disney with the Artist Who Knew Him, Gez, Didier, McLean, Bob. Book not downloaded. An illustration of a group of people with...
So that's interesting. It says not downloaded, but it was downloaded on my PC. So that means that I'd have to go through the very quick procedure of downloading some of these books that I've started to read on my PC. And to do that, you would just double tap.
Walt's People, Volume 1, Talk Loading, 100%. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Double tap and hold to select text. To produce, and a lot of work to connect the dots. Thankfully, I now rely on...
Okay, so that's downloaded now. In recording this, I spent some time trying to get out of that book, and all I saw was an image which wasn't labeled, and I double tapped it, and that backed me out of the book. So now I'm in the table of contents of books again, and I see...
Claude Walt's People, Volume 3, Talking Disney with the Artist Who Knew Him, Gez, Didier, McLean, Bob, Corcus, Jim. Book not downloaded. An illustration of a group...
So I'm going to double tap on that.
Volume 3. Walt's People, loading. Browse category loading. 100%. Double tap for menu. Swipe two fingers down for continuous reading. Double tap and hold to select text. Welcome to Walt's People if you're new to Walt's People. Welcome to Walt's People if you're new to Walt's People. Book actions menu.
Okay, so I double tapped. This time I didn't have to look for the image. I just double tapped, and it brought me out of the book. So I haven't been on my iPhone in Kindle for quite a while. So that brings us back to the menus, and we have
table of
all
contents,
of the books
button,
listed.
Close book button.
Oh, there's a close book button, so I'm going to do that.
Menu off.
Now, theoretically, since both volumes are downloaded, or whatever book is downloaded, you should be able to very easily go back and forth. Maybe you're reading for an hour and a half on your PC with Kindle, and then you're leaving to go do something, and maybe you're traveling in an Uber or Lyft or whatever, and you figure, oh, I think I'll pick that right up from where I left off. Well, you can do that. You just go into your Kindle app, find the book, double tap on it, and it should be right there where you left off. That's worked for me very well in the past. I haven't tried it recently, but I'm assuming it still works and that it syncs everything exactly to the point where you left off, which is very nice. And you can do this not only with books reading for pleasure, but also textbooks for school. Maybe you're taking some classes and they're not available through Bard or Bookshare or Audible. Both are operated by Amazon, so technically both should be available, whether it be through Audible or Kindle. And I have found that Kindle reads and works very well with JAWS. I haven't tried it that much with NVDA or Narrator, but it should work fine. One thing I will tell you about, and it's a weird situation that happened to me fairly recently. I came into Kindle and opened up a book and nothing. And I tried it with all three screen readers. Still, nothing. Then I went back for, I don't know what drew me to this point, but I went into the menus and looked to see what my version was of Kindle. And it turns out that it was from 2020. And I had always been told that Kindle would update itself. It would, you know, it would go out online and continuously look for the most recent update and then download it, so that you wouldn't have to do anything. You were always up to date. But for whatever reason, it didn't do that in this case, or maybe I hadn't been in it long enough for it to take a look. So I just went ahead, went to the Amazon page, and downloaded the latest Kindle from 2023, and reinstalled it right over the top of the old one, and then everything began to read again. So I also made sure that I was using the latest JAWS, and you'd want to make sure you were using the latest version of whatever screen reader you use. and everything should work seamlessly. And it is right now for me. So I will tell you that in some situations, I downloaded a book from Kindle thinking it might not ever be available through Bard. Such was the case with a couple of Bing Crosby books that I ordered by Gary Giddens. They were big, long books, and they were histories of his life. The first one, I think, goes from his birth in 1903 to about 1940, and then it stops because it was too big at that point to continue. So Volume 2 picks up between 1940 and 46, and it really is the war years area of his life, which is a huge amount of time. Volume 3 is supposed to continue on and finish. That hasn't come out yet. Volume 2 came out in 2018. So they're large books, but I figured they probably would not be out through Bard, so I went ahead and ordered them on Kindle, and eventually they did come out on Bard. So now I have one on Kindle, one on Bard. And I can read them on the go, or I can read them right here in front of my computer. Bard will work with Victor Stream or the Sense player. Kindle will not. That's going to have to be done either on your PC or on an iPhone or Android. So, very nice. We've come a long way since I started reading books, I'll tell you that. And things are very nice in that you can pretty much read things on the day that they come out, as long as they're available on Kindle or Audible. It's far better now with Bard as well. It's not same day arrival, but it is within a month or so, usually. So, especially if it's a well-known author. So, this is a pretty good time to be a blind person wanting to read a book because the choices are available to you. Now, if you've never downloaded Amazon's Kindle for your PC before, it's pretty easy to do, actually. And you would think they would put Kindle in a prime place on their website, but they don't. They're trying to sell you stuff from the time you get on the site to the time you leave it. So I'm going to do a search.
Kindle for PC. Search Amazon, edit Kindle for PC.
Okay, so I've got Kindle for PC in the edit field.
Amazon.com, Kindle for PC. Amazon.com, Kindle for PC. 5 regions, Amazon. 116 of over 2,000 results for Kindle for PC sorted by, featured heading level 1 sorted by, blank, link Kindle app. Read Kindle ebooks on your phone, tablet, or computer. Link download now in Kindle Cloud Reader. Link Kindle app read Kindle. Link download now. Link download for PC and Mac.
And that's the one we want. So I'm going to press enter and download it.
Download for PC and Mac link. Save as dialog. File name, edit combo, Kindle for PC installer 2070350.exe.
Okay, and this is the same one that I just downloaded on the 22nd of September. But I'll download it again to show you how quickly it downloads and so forth.
Save as type, combo box, application star.exe,
and
one of two.
I just tabbed.
Application star.exe. Hide folders button. Save button. Cancel button. Up to this PC Alt plus.
So it gives you choices. Mine right now.
Can't save button.
I just save it in my downloads. I could save it in other spots on the computer. So I'll press enter.
Kindle alert. Downloading Kindle for PC alert. Download complete. Kindle for PC installer 2070350.exe. Press shift plus F6 to cycle to the downloads bar area.
We'll go ahead and install it. It's just going to install right over the top and it's not going to change anything. So I'm going to go over to my downloads folder and install it.
Folder view, DV, document, Dropbox, download, downloads, items.
So I'm going to press enter and that'll open up this file.
Window dialog, downloads, items view, multi-select list box, today expanded, Kindle for PC installer 2070350.exe. 10/8/2023, 12:29 p.m. Application 191,297 kilobytes. 1 of 183. Unpacking data. 5% dialog. Unpacking data. 5%. Please wait while setup is loading. ... Unpacking data. 5%. 0%. Amazon Kindle update dialog. Show details button. Show details. 100%. Downloads. Items view multi-select list box. Today expanded. Kindle for.
Okay, it's unpacked it.
Kindle Waltz People, Volume 3, Talking Disney with the Artists Who Knew Him. Kindle Waltz People,
okay, Volume and it 3, just installed
Talking
it.
Disney with the Artists Who Knew Him. Kindle Waltz People, Welcome to Waltz People. Link more books from Theme Park Prize Link Us. Link about the...
So it just went ahead and installed it right over the top of my old one. It was the same exact version, and I can pick whatever book I want to now and begin reading it. It's just simple, and all your regular commands for the screen reader, in my case, JAWS, work fine. And so I would encourage anybody who has never tried Kindle before to go ahead and download it. It's a free app from Amazon. Gives you one more choice when the book isn't available through Bard or maybe a Bookshare. You've got Kindle, you have Audible, and you at this point can't load your Audible books onto the Victor Stream 3, but you're supposed to be able to do that sometime after the first of the year. Kindle, you're pretty much relegated again to the app on your computer and the app on your iPhone or Android. Now, real quickly, you saw a bunch of books in my Kindle because I'd been using it. If you have never used it before and are doing a fresh install, you won't see those books. And anything that you buy, you'll have to download. But it won't take long, and it's a nice option, that's for sure. So that's what I prepared. And Alan, you had a couple of comments that you wanted to make.
I'm gonna be real fast, but just to what John already said about the Kindle app. I've got the Kindle app on my iPhone. I do everything on my iPhone, guys. I'm getting older, and it's just easy. I've got one device, I've got one email address. It's easier on my brain not to try to overload it with a bunch of stuff. So I do everything on the iPhone. The Kindle app is very accessible, as John has already said, but just it's fairly standard, like a lot of apps for anybody that uses iPhones. It's got a 5-button toolbar at the very bottom on the Kindle app, and reading from left to right, it's got like home at the left. That's where you get all the stuff they're advertising and the books they're pushing and stuff like that. And then if you swipe right, you get it's library is the button. So anything that you've bought in Kindle will show up in your library. You may have to download it, I think, as John was saying. Swipe one more time in the middle. It will show whatever your current selection is in your Kindle library, like the current book you're reading. So if you wanted to start reading immediately, you would put focus on that middle button. It's the third button on the bottom line toolbar, and double tap. It'll give you a screen, and then you can swipe down with your two fingers, and it'll start reading just like it does with VoiceOver on your iDevice. And John mentioned this. You can do a single finger double tap while you're in that reading screen. It'll give you access to some more controls, or you can do the scrub gesture, which is fairly standard. It's kind of like a two finger Z kind of scrub gesture, and that will bring you back out of the actual reading screen. And then there's a tab button called Shorts, and I'm not really sure what that is. It gives you some kind of access to maybe some kind of short reading items within Kindle. And then there's a More button that'll give you some more options and stuff. So that's all I wanted to add. I mean, I don't use it that much. I've got a handful of books that I've bought with Kindle, but it's very accessible, and it works well on an iDevice. So thanks.
All right.
Can Nikki add something too?
Sure. Myrna, you
had after some... the other person. After
yeah,
the other
Myrna,
person.
I think, is ahead of you, and then we'll come to you, right. Nikki.
Thank you.
Okay, so voice is great. Okay, speech is fine. But there is a group of us that love our Braille. Oh, we love our Braille. And why do we have Braille note takers and Braille displays? Because we love our Braille. So if we have a Braille Note Touch Plus, or if we have that Braille Sense 6 or the Braille Sense 6 Mini, we want to read Braille on it. Why did we spend all that money? That's why we spent all that money. Or if some of us got it from one of the state commissions, that's why they spent all that money. So yes, it's possible to read Kindle books on either the Braille Note Touch Plus or the Braille Sense 6. And you will hear voice besides Braille if you turn your voice on, because we're having trouble hearing my stuff, I turn speech off, but just know that you'll hear it. So it's interesting what Alan was saying, because when you come into Kindle, and of course, if you have a Braille Note Touch, you can go to the App Store, not the App Store, I'm sorry. You can go to the Google Play Store and you can get the Kindle app and it will run. If you have a Braille Sense 6, you can't do it that way. But don't be discouraged, because you can get Kindle. What you can do, there's a couple of different things you can do. There's a site called APK Pure, and there's another site called APK Mirror, and you can get them in what we call sideload them. I won't go into how you do it, but you can. You can also, interestingly enough, because we've done it on the Sense Player, load the Amazon Store on, you know, you won't get it from the Play Store, but you can search with Google for the Amazon Store. You load it on to your Braille Sense 6, and it actually will be just like the Play Store. You use it just like the Play Store. And so you could get the Kindle app from there. And once you get it, and you've gone into Android settings and say, yes, I want to install anything I want to install, it will let you, and then you can use it. And what Alan was saying, you know, describing the tabs, well, if you come in to Kindle and you're not where you want to be, maybe you want to be in your library. If you do on both devices, because it's the same command, if you do space with 456, you will be at the bottom of your screen, and that's where those tabs are living. So then you're going to go backwards, okay, because you want to get maybe either to your library tab, or you want to get to that recent tab that he was talking about. So on the Braille Note Touch, you're going to use your left thumb key to do it. And on the Sense Braille Sense 6, you can do a shift tab, your space with F3 or space with dots 1 and 2. You'll get to your library, you'll hit the enter key on either one of them. And then if you go up to the top with space with 1, 2, 3, what you see, and I'm reading Braille right now, you'll see search Kindle. And if you enter on that, you can search for any book that you have, whether it's downloaded or not downloaded. And then, you know, maybe that's a quick way to find it, especially if you're like me and you have hundreds of books in your library. And then if you say, okay, fine, no, I want to just look through my library. So then I've got a Braille Note Touch here that I'm using right now. I'm using my right thumb key. And you heard that, maybe you heard that little click, and I'm in notifications. Now, notifications is very interesting, because if you enter on that, they give you all kinds of stuff that's recommended for you. But what I also found, if you are a Prime member and you have signed up for, it's called First Books, and every month they give you a chance to get one or two books for free. So in the notifications, sometimes it will tell you, you know, here's a Prime book by an author that you've had. And if you enter on it, you get it for free, which was kind of cool. Okay, so I'm going with my next thumb key, or if I were on the Braille Sense, I would be doing a tab. And I'm coming to filter. You can filter. I don't want to filter. Now I'm coming to an interesting thing. It says shows title from the cloud. If I want to see every title that I have, I'm going to check that. I would be doing an enter or my cursor rooting key. But I don't want to. I want to do something. I want to read something that I have downloaded. So I'm going to go to the next deal. And this one's checked. It just shows title on the device. Yeah, that's what I wanted, because maybe I was reading something. Okay. And then it says view and sort options. Well, we'll leave that alone. And it's, here's down the aisle again, book 4. Okay. And then there's lots of other books, okay, that I have. And then I just passed a couple. There's one called A Castle in Brooklyn. Now, this one was free. I got this one from First Reads. And I said, oh, this sounds interesting. I'm gonna get it. So I'm thinking, I read some of it, and I'm going to enter on it. Now, I heard a little switch, and it says, you are currently on page 46. The most recent page read is, interesting, 46 from Myrna's iPhone at 6:20 p.m., okay, today. All right, so I guess I was playing around with the iPhone. And it wants to know, do I want to go to that page? I'm going to say no. I'm going to enter on no. Now, what that shows is, and I think John was talking about that, is that it syncs. Okay, so if I go to any other device and I pick up this book, it's going to remember where I, the last place I read on whatever device I was reading last. And so it'll show maybe that it was different on this device, and it wants to know, so do you want to sync? Okay, well, maybe I do, maybe I don't. Now, interestingly enough, what it says here is start continuous reading, says double tap to start text to speech, but it doesn't work. Unfortunately, on both Braille devices, we just can't get it to do it. On the iPhone, I couldn't do it with a Braille display, but when John was, you know, showing you a little bit of that iPhone, it said swipe up with two fingers. If you did that, you would hear continuous reading. And I believe because if your Braille display was connected and you had it set in the voiceover setting that it would keep panning, it would keep going for you. Okay. But the book is here. Well, how am I going to read it? I'm set on this. I'm going to go to the top with page with 1, 2, 3. And what I'm going to be able to do then is I'm going to pan a little bit. So I'm going to use that not the very right thumb key, but the next one coming down. And it says, there are deep pockets for unfiltered cigarettes and watched as the smoke drifted up against the blue sky. If Zolman ever gave it much thought, he would acknowledge that this was his favorite part of the day. And it goes on and on and on and on. So you can read it with Braille. Okay, so you know, like I used to do when I was a kid, man, but there was nothing but Braille. We weren't allowed to have talking books until we were like 14. Used to take a book and, you know, I didn't need the lights and, you know, go under the covers and read. And then my sister, who was in the other twin bed, used to say, stop reading. How do you know I'm reading? I can hear your fingers. Well, on the new Braille devices, nobody can hear your fingers. So you don't need flashlights. You don't need this. You don't need to wear headphones because you don't have speech and you have Braille. So again, you have, if you want Braille, you get Braille. If you want speech, you get speech. If you want Braille and speech going at the same time, you can do it. So those are the many ways to read Kindle books. And I'll turn it back over to John and Larry.
All right. Thank you, Myrna. And Nikki, you had a comment. And then I know we have some hands up, so we'll get to the questions.
Two things. Who wrote the book about a castle in Brooklyn? Who's the author?
Oh, Castle in Brooklyn? I'd have to go back and look. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get out of this. So I need to... it's a castle in Brooklyn, a novel, and the author's name is R-U-S-S-A-K, and it's W-A-C-H-T-E-L, Shirley.
Shirley Wachtel.
Yeah, and it's about what it's about, Nikki. It's about, it starts off where, well, it's got a little prologue. Then after a little prologue, it's World War II, or it's actually maybe even before in World War II, and these guys are Polish, and the Nazis are there, and they're trying to hide out from the Nazis. And then the story goes on that they both come to, you know, they both hide out. One finds this farm that's a hiding place. Another one finds, and then the Nazis come. And then it goes, they get away again. And then it comes back where the next part of it is now they're in America. They're both in separate places in America and about their lives.
Myrna, I interrupt you? Because there are a lot of vans up and I don't want to take any more time. But I will check it out. And thank you very, very
much. Yeah, it's a good book. It's a very good book. Okay. It's also on Audible, so I understand.
Thank you. Okay, the other comment I wanted to make was that Amazon also has something called BookBub, B-O-O-K-B-U-B, and they send you a list every single day of all kinds of books that are coming out. And according to what you have ordered or what you like, they will send you stuff. And they keep updating it because they've been using the artificial intelligence for a long time. However, what I do instead of buying the books, a lot of them are free out of every day. They're usually maybe two or three, maybe four free ones. Some are 99 cents, but they're all like 99 cents or $1.99. But I go to my various sources and I see if I can get it off Amazon. And most of the time they have it. So that's another thing that you could check out if you want to know what new books are coming out. and get a choice of things and also get some more free books. So thank you very much. That's it.
All right. Thank you, Nikki. And Ron, we have other questions, correct?
Yeah. Yes, I see four people. Scott Edwards, is he up yet?
All right. Thanks. Well, my question mainly had to do with, since Claire Myrna, did I understand correctly that you can sideload the Kindle app to the Sense Player?
No, not on the Sense Player, Scott. On the Braille Sense, you can. But you can hear, Kindle books on the Sense Player, because what you want to do is download Alexa. And I think, Scott, if you have the Sense Player, if you go into Alexa and there's the alt app installer, I think Jenny may have put that one on there. If she didn't, load the Amazon books. If you have a Sense Player, load the Amazon bookstore, because it has tons and tons of stuff. And if you get Alexa on there, you'll have to sign in with your Amazon information.
I don't currently have a Sense Player.
You don't currently have. Okay, well, then I'm not going to go on, but you can. But that's the way that you do it. That's the way that you do it.
Okay, next is, let's see.
Hi there, Morgan, everyone. This is Nancy Unger. And a couple minutes ago, I was listening, but I installed the Kindle app on my Braille Touch Plus. And it does say that in the month of October, Prime members get 2 Kindle books free. Did you see that?
I'm on first read, so I get it. You know, I get it anyway. In fact, I just got an email. Yeah, with first reads. And I didn't like the ones. I don't think I took any for October, because I don't think I like the ones that were there. So sometimes I take them, sometimes I don't.
You mean it can't just be any book? There's certain books that allow you to get free? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. What Nikki said about BookBub isn't Amazon. I don't know who it is, because unless they changed it, because what choice is, when you look at the book, it gives you like Amazon, Barnes and Nobles and all blah, blah, blah. But, and then if you go to Amazon, it takes you to the Kindle store, and it actually takes you to the book page where that book is. And then they'll even tell you like other formats. So, you know, they'll show you the Kindle's free, but they'll show you that maybe the book is, you know, is an Audible book as well. Stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, you can do it on the Braille Touch. So if you ever need any help, Nancy, I'll help you. I mean, because of the, navigating around it.
I'll definitely be calling you. Thank you very kindly.
Yeah, no, I'll help you. I will.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, next is Diane.
Hi, this is really interesting. Now I'm going to get something else for me to get. That's so where did you say on the Braille Note Touch, you go to the Google Store?
You go to the Play Store.
Play Store, but you can't do that on the Braille Sense 6, is what you're saying.
No, the Braille Sense 6, do you have a Braille Sense 6 or a Braille Note? What do you have?
Actually, I have both.
Oh, okay, you're like me.
Yeah.
All right. So if you go on the Braille Sense 6, I think I haven't tried to because somebody got the app for me. So I get it, I had it there and then I downloaded. But one of the cool things, if you have the Braille Sense 6, I think that you can if you go search on Google for the Amazon store. Uh-huh. You can load it onto the Braille Sense 6. So now you have the Play Store and the Amazon store. And you can probably get Kindle from there. If you can't, then you got to go to a site called apkpure.com or apkmirror.com. And you can download it from there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see this. I'm going to have Kindle all over the place on my iPhone. Yeah. I have it everywhere.
But the other thing you do, even on the Braille, on both of them, is you can get Alexa on both of them. Yeah. And you can have her read them, read it to you that way too.
Yeah. Or I can read it in Braille or however I want to read it,
No, yeah, me too. I mean, I learned, I'll tell you, I learned how to do the I knew the Braille Note Touch, and learned how to do the Braille Sense 6, because I was like, oh, can you? I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't look. Brian Hargen's training. I didn't buy it while they were training. I bought it after. I thought, well, I know a lot about, and I test the Braille Sense, but I can always learn something from Brian. So I bought, and Brian did a little, actually a little kind of chapter on the Kindle. And he, you know, he was telling about it, and he was telling how to get around it and stuff like that. So a lot of what I know, I know because I listened to Brian.
Yeah, I'll have to get that. Yeah, I have to.
But, no, it's very good. If you, it's called Sensibility Training, and it's very, very good. It's excellent.
Yeah, so I love technology. I just have a lot of fun with it too. And then, so you can get the free books, and you get, it gives you choices of books. Is that what it does?
Yeah. If you, if you're a Prime member, you have to be a Prime member.
Yeah, I'm Prime. Yep.
Okay, good. Go in. Oh, right, I just sent it to Anita. There's way that you can go in to Amazon at some place and you can sign up to get first reads. I don't even know how I got it. To tell you honestly, all of a sudden I see this come through. Where did this come from? I don't know.
Yeah, because I've gotten emails, download to audiobooks, free audiobooks.
Yeah, so, you know, go into the Amazon and go into Prime and, or, you know what, call customers with disabilities and ask them how to sign up for it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Sounds good. So, all right, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, Gina is next.
Hello. Okay, so I have heard that I can get Kindle on my computer, which I've never done before. You said how to download it and how to install it, but say I've got it downloaded and installed it, which in itself would be a miracle. But if I wanted to read a Kindle book, where would I go on my computer to read it? I'm not that smart, I guess.
Well, you have to download it from the Amazon site. So what I generally do is I'll search for a book on the Amazon site, and it will give you choices. If you want to buy the print copy, which most of us wouldn't do, that's an option. And if it's available on Kindle, they'll tell you. And the prices are significantly lower if there's a Kindle version available. Not every book is available on Kindle. Usually the newer books are. Sometimes the older books that have been out for quite a while are not always available on Kindle. So it's kind of hit and miss, but all your newer things usually are.
Yeah, I use it on my iPhone. So I've never done it on the computer before. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Well, I would say give it a try and just explore. And you have the versatility of having it in both places if you should need it that way.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next is area code 614.
Well, I'm going to direct this to Myrna, and I know you've already talked a little bit about this, but I'm very interested in using the 6, although I won't be able to do it for a little while because mine has to go in shortly for something, but what I guess I want to know is what app do I need to look for? You talked about some kind of an Amazon store thing. Now, is that what the app is actually called that I have to download, you know, onto my Sense and then get it from there? Is that the way I have to work it onto the Sense 6?
What you have to do, Shirley, is there's a couple of ways. I think Anita gave it to me. That's how I got it. But you can go, there's a site called, and you can't, I would say you'd have to do this on the PC, I think, to go to the site. It's apkpure.com.
Now, I used that a long time ago.
Okay. That's where it lives. If you've used it, get it from there. That's where
it lives. Long time ago. Don't know if I remember how I did it, but I didn't use a PC. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I think I
did the Sense.
I think I actually used it on the Polaris, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Or something.
So yeah, because somebody way back gave me the instructions. You know.
But you also said that you could get it from some. You said something about some kind of Amazon.
Yeah. Store. See, with the Sense, I'll tell you, the Sense player. We've loaded stuff from.
Yeah, this is a Sense 6.
I know, but I think you can still do it. Okay. So if you go to Google and you search for Amazon Store, okay.
Okay.
There's an app actually, like, you know how You know how Google Play is really an app. I mean, that's what
right,
it really
right.
is. Okay. So Amazon Store is an app. If you search for it and you load it, you put it on the Sense, put it in the download
right.
folder.
Right.
Okay. Then run it, and it'll say, do you really want to run this? You go, yeah. And then
right.
what happens is you use it just like the Google Play Store. So you can
okay.
search in it, and then you would search for Kindle.
That's what I was asking you. That's the way I think I would like to try to do it, if I can get that to work. I'll look at it. It's, you know, like I said, it may be a little while because I got to send my machine in, but I may
right,
get with
you
at
probably
some point.
Have you probably have Brian's
I do, and right. I think that's the part of it that I really didn't go through, to be honest with you.
Because he talks all about that. He tells you what to do,
okay.
and then he'll tell you.
Well,
we're gonna
let y'all check that. We got four hands.
Yeah. Okay.
Up,
yeah.
Still.
Because we
gotta, I'm sorry.
Okay,
we got.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Right,
thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Next is Al Sorrentino.
Well, hi. My name is Gilbert, and I'm with Al. And my question is, I don't know what I understood you right. I have a Kindle Fire 7. Can that be upgraded to a higher version?
Now, Gilda, you and I talked about this on Sunday. I mean, on Saturday. You can't. You told me those are from the Angel High School library. And
yeah.
You can do Kindle on it. You can do, and you've got your low vision, so you can make your fonts bigger and stuff like that. So if that's what you want to do, and it probably has, if you want to use voice, you'd have to, you know, load the voice view screen reader on it. But, you know, we don't know how old it is. We don't know anything about that tablet. So we don't know if it can be upgraded or not. You'd have to ask them at Angel High School.
Okay. I wasn't clear about that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I expect if you have some kind of Fire tablet, that if you're going to have to, if you want to upgrade it, you're going to have to spend some money and buy a newer version of it, I expect. Or get somebody to donate it to you. But, you can't typically upgrade tablets via some kind of software thing. You have to pony up and buy or whatever. But you know, there's getting ready to be an Amazon another Amazon Prime Day that they're probably going to be almost giving those things away. But anyway, so,
well, what I know, Alan, is that I saw a thing from David Goldfield today, which is very interesting. And if people want the 10-inch, I suspect that there's going to be a new tablet because deal said was the 10-inch tablets are now, and this 10-inch plus, which Mike Hardwick loves, they're in like $94.
Yeah, I saw David's thing saying
really
it was
lowest
price ever. Yeah.
It is. But you can, I mean, you can update them to a certain point, and then depending on how old those tablets are, and then they won't.
Okay, Jenna.
I've been led to understand that there is also a program called Kindle Plus that's a subscription program, and you can get books on loan, like about 5 books at a time from Kindle. And it is a subscription, but if you read a lot of books on Kindle, it's a lot less expensive than buying the individual books. So that I just told you more than I actually know.
Now it's called Kindle Unlimited.
Yes.
Oh, is that what it is? See, I told you I didn't know what I was talking about.
And it used to be $10 a month, and you can get 10 books. And what happens is that you got those 10 books. Now, once you return a book, you can get another one. Now, then you can have up to 10 books that you've got on there. But, you know, depending on how many you read, like say that you get it. So now you got 10 books, and say during the month you read 5 books. You return, you know, you through their software, you're returning the book. Okay. Now the next month you could get five other books because you have now space for 5 other books.
Yeah. Okay. Area code 518.
This is Mary Beth. And I just have two quick questions about control. For you, Myrna, the thing about, you know, Braille, isn't it true that sometimes in some of the devices the pages don't work and that, you know, it's, and that, and then just a quick thing for whoever about control on Alexa. Can you make it go back a sentence? Can you, I've never really tried it, and I can if you don't know. Okay, thanks.
You can go back on Alexa. Like when I was reading it to her, when I was doing it, I said, you know, from the beginning, and mm-hmm. she started at chapter one, and
right.
you can, because she was, I was like into the book, and I said, no, I want to go to the beginning. So you can, you know, read chapter one, read chapter two. I don't know that you can go back like in time on a Kindle. I know on Audible you can, but you can go back yeah. forward and like that. And on the Braille, if you're on the Braille Note Touch, go forward a page is enter with O, or you can use your thumb keys. It is, I'm going to get this. I hope I get this right. Okay. It's your right thumb key with your second in from the left. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then going back a page, it's enter with OW and then mm-hmm. the opposite keys for going okay, back. Okay. So you can go back pages. You can go, and also you can go into the menus, and in the menus, if you go to table of contents and you enter on table of contents, you mm-hmm. can enter on one of the chapters and you'll be in that chapter.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, you can.
And can you use a find command or no?
No.
Probably not.
Yes, wait a minute. Sorry. It's not the find command as we know it, okay? If yeah. you go into the menu, it says in book search, and it's an edit box. And you enter on that edit box, put the word that you're looking for, and it will find, and then, you know, it'll show you some results, and whichever, you know, and you go, no, not that one, that one. Okay, that one. And you hit enter, and you're placed in the book where that word
is. Oh, great, thanks.
Okay, Carla is next.
Great presentation. Could you talk about the subscription rate? And also, I understand magazines are available, and I'd like to know which kinds of magazines you can get that you can't get elsewhere. And also textbooks. What kind of textbooks are they? And are there any foreign language instructional materials? And you know, I'd just like to know more about what's available, I guess.
Well, they've got over 6 million titles in the U.S. Kindle store, Carla, but I don't imagine we're going to know specifically about textbooks or what they have. You're going to have to search and see what's there.
That's the best thing to do, because I've never done magazines and I've never done textbooks. So, you know, Alan said the best way to go is go to Amazon.com, go to the Kindle store, and then see what they have.
Yeah.
That'd be the best thing.
You can limit your search to just books, for example.
You could,
And then if it's available through Kindle, it'll tell you.
Or she could say like foreign language books or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she could.
Yeah. Okay, Nicolette.
One more thing about Kindle Unlimited. You don't have to read 5 books and then return them all at the same time. Whenever you return a book, whenever you want a new book, they want you to return one that you've already read. So that works like that. And the magazines are pretty good. I had a couple of wildlife ones, and it seemed that they didn't just give you one issue. They gave you lots of issues, and they kept them so that you could go back and look at them. But nice. At any rate, so yeah, you don't have to wait till you read them. And now they offer you 20 books at a time. And they also have these books that are 6 and 7 books in one. I don't like those too much because it's the same story. They could have done it one book, and they didn't need 6 or 7. So the single books are much better. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
One thing we should tell you, and Alan pointed it out to me the other day, when you're looking at a book, when you go in there, okay, you're going into the, you know, Amazon or whatever, look for the fact that it's screen reader, that because I've just noticed it. A few days ago, that, you know, they'll say screen reader ready and blah 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 ready and blah 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 ready. So, you know, because some very, it's fewer than it used to be, but there are some books that won't work.
Yeah, they used to call it TTS enabled, but they've updated their terminology.
Yes, it's screen reader.
But Amazon makes it pretty good for you to spend your money. They figured out most of the ways what you have to do to to spend money on their site and stuff. So there's usually a way to do just that. Even if you have to call somebody and get somebody on the phone to help, they usually are there when you're ready to part with your funds. So.
Oh, and one more thing. It used to be $9.99. They've raised the rate to $11.99.
Okay. Nothing new there.
No. We're all familiar with that.
Yeah. You have a disability line in case you need help. Right. And so you can take advantage of that if you'd like. As long as you're signed in, then it's offered to you.
But not all books are available on Kindle Unlimited. Isn't that correct? It's not just every book. It's just some book that's available or not.
I think you're right. I think,
yes, I agree. You can't get everything you want on Kindle.
Yeah.
I think we're about out of time, so we hope you've enjoyed tonight's look at Kindle. Maybe we should do one on Audible at some point down the line, or other choices. We'll talk about that for the future. So thank you all for joining us. Next week here on Tech Talk, we're going to talk about Windows 11. Jeff Bishop will lead a discussion, and there has been some talk about friends joining him. So we'll see what happens. Tune in next week on Tech Talk for an in-depth discussion of Windows 11, and that'll be here at the normal times. Thank you again for joining us on Tech Talk.